Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens, the boom in the other room from the frontier.
Woo! Here we are.
I'm a horse. But we're not just two horses who run around.
We're three horses who gallop.
We're so excited for our guest today. Can't believe it took us this long to get him. He's our wonderful friend, an actor, a writer from, oh my gosh, just what's the name of the show?
Well, he wrote on the show.
Work in Progress on Showtime.
He's part of Baby Wants Candy and Improvised Shakespeare. It's Brendan Dowling.
Thank you so much. This is a total ball to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, I said I was going to say this, and now I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he was giving up credit to another friend, which is such a good friend move, but we credit Brendan with the saying, don't talk about my friend that way.
Something that we say, I would say constantly.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about it. I might have gotten it from a friend of mine in Chicago named Jen Bills, so I want to credit her.
Let's shout out Jen Bills. Let's shout out Ashley Ward. Yeah. Let's shout out people who
are... Who knows where it came from? All we know is it's here, and we love it, and we got it from you.
Yeah, it's like how Newton and that other guy invented calculus at the same time.
That would be
Leibniz.
Brent.
Yeah, I think
Newton
it was,
and Brent.
Brent, yeah. Inventor of calculus.
Yeah,
calculus.
And
Brent.
We never talk about him.
Did they invent calculus or discover it?
That's a good point. I think they discovered it.
You know, because
right?
mathematics are all around us, exists. And they exist.
Okay, so we're saying that we don't invent...
I don't think we invented physics, right? We discovered the understanding of physical forces.
But, like, numbers are a human creation to define linguistically a natural phenomenon.
But calculus is not limited to the idea of numbers.
I'm not sure I see the distinction, though.
Like, you know what I mean? Calculus already existed, dude.
If you just think about it, man.
Brent, okay. Take a breath, dude. I think this, like, might just exist around us.
Sure, yeah. No, we're using our language to define a pre-existing thing.
Right.
But because the manner in which we are describing it is a language of our creation.
Okay, but let me put it this way, Brent. Did we invent love because we put a name to it, or did we discover it and name it in a term?
Did we invent boundaries, Brent, because we drew a line on a map, or did we just understand a pre-existing image of where one land begins and another ends?
Right, like, did we invent bridges? Or, like, sometimes
no,
you
I
just walk on...
No, I think we invented bridges.
Oh, okay. We invented bridges.
Okay, but, like, with calculus,
okay, like... You see a circle.
Okay.
You see a line. Those things were there before us, before time. Cosine.
Whoa.
Tangent. Derivative of what?
Yeah, no, I'm
Is this as confusing as it feels?
No, I got it.
I think I can help. You see a rectangle, I see a square.
Yeah.
You've got knowledge for all of us to share. We have standing on the shoulders of giants.
There are numbers that we say, but really we're just defining what's been here every day. You're saying we didn't come up with it, we just cosigned what was already there. It was already there. And we just use words to define something that's hanging right in the air. It was already there.
When Pythagoras saw a triangle, that was just him looking
make a brief tangent that I think will become relevant.
Please get tangent to this curve.
A man stands on a cliff. He thinks, I've been here for a while. I've had enough of it. But there's a cliff over there that I see before me. I'd like to go to that. Please don't ignore me. So he builds a bridge. He puts rocks over there. But he realizes, oh, what's that? There. It's a natural bridge that's been there the whole time. He didn't invent the bridge. It's just something that was already there. Bridge that's not fair. It's not his or mine. We just co-sign.
We just co-sign.
Like no one invented 3-4 time. We they just co-signed.
Knock, knock, knock.
Someone's knocking on
knock,
our.
Knock,
someone's
knock,
knocking on our fraternity
knock.
Door,
bros. Okay, one second.
Knock, knock, knock. It's me, the dean. And I'm sick and tired of you, Kappa Alpha Omegas, with your crazy ideas.
Dean Curtis, our GPA's fine. We're
the cows. K-A-O. Kappa Alpha Omega.
You're always throwing these crazy parties where you undercut my understanding of mathematics, and I won't have it. I'm kicking this fraternity off of campus unless... Unless you can defeat our rivals in the math competition.
You want us to defeat St. Benedict's math team? They're the best math team in all of the United States.
Yeah, they claim that their forefathers invented math.
Well, they were founded by a descendant of Euclid, so they did invent math, and that's why they're so good at it, and I won't watch them win another.
Why are you focused on us I'm looking
at the dean of the school.
No, I understand that. I'm just talking about, like, the other fraternity.
The dean of the school.
Like, we have...
I'm the dean of the school.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
The dean of the school. I have to focus on all my students.
Sure.
I'm knocking on all these fraternity and sorority doors with quibbles.
Brent, Dean Curtis has a point. We are the only fraternity here on campus that directly undercuts the origins of math by saying that we invent math.
That's right.
You know, some of these other fraternities throw big old parties that make a big mess on their lawns, but you guys are always staying up just writing proofs, and
it makes you more angry than the parties. That's the part that I'm confused about.
Well, college is about having fun.
Oh, you're concerned that we're not having enough.
I'm the dean of this school, and I like things that are cool.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like, I don't know, sometimes you expect something of the world, right? Like you go out on a limb and you think, the world will support me in this,
yeah.
And then it doesn't? Does that happen to you?
I'm the dean of this school. I want things to be cool.
Dean Curtis,
skateboard, sunglasses.
Well, yeah, Dean Curtis, you came up on your hoverboard. You're wearing your sunglasses on the backwards on your head.
Yeah, my Oakleys.
Your pant legs are two different lengths.
Yep.
You've got two different kinds of socks on.
Yep.
On your left foot is a croc.
That's right.
On your left foot is a sock.
I got a croc and a sock because I'm the dean of this school.
Dean Curtis, I have a question.
Yes.
That beautiful tattoo you have on your left arm, what is it of?
I'm so glad you asked, Stefan. This is a tattoo. Well, I had a sleeve done slowly over time by various artists in my community that came together to create this tapestry. Up here, you'll see a Fibonacci sequence. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
And it leads into some vines, and it goes up. This is the crest of my maternal grandfather's right, family.
Just the word.
I'm the dean of this school. You cows better start following orders, okay? You better get in line, having more fun and more traditional math conversations.
And also defeat St. Benedict's school in the
upcoming
math
competition. Well, yeah, I feel like you're still the most studious, so I'm trying to just put my eggs in the right basket.
All right.
Wait, real quick. Do you think baskets are cool? I was thinking of trying something. I wanted to have a shoulder bag, but I thought, what if I had a basket?
That's weirder.
Okay.
It's so quirky.
Is it too much with the pant legs and the croc and the sock?
And your sun hat over a baseball hat?
Yeah. All right. I'm open for feedback. Hoverboard away! What I miss?
Oh, the dean just came by like he does every day.
Dean Curtis said that unless we can defeat St. Benedict's math team, we're going to lose housing for the cows.
Oh, my. Oh,
the cows will be out to pasture.
Can you even imagine Clydell University without the cows? Clydell without cows? No way, no how.
No, it's like strange without water.
Yeah, if Clydell doesn't have the cows, then who's going to throw the five stomachs of fun party?
Who's going to throw the five? When we get chefs from around the area to give us a delicious farm-to-table experience.
Who's gonna throw?
Baseball's back and forth. I know.
Yeah. I know. We're known for two things, our five stomachs of fun party and our constant practicing of baseball throwing.
Just catch. We don't hit the ball. We just throw, play
we
catch
just
on
love
the lawn.
Catch. We're just friends who love questioning mathematics.
And having a catch.
Yeah. Whiteboards and baseball gloves. What's wrong with that?
That's just college to me.
We're having plenty of fun. Why does the dean need us to have a different kind of fun?
Is it because none of us have ever dated anybody?
Is it because none of us have ever held hands with a boy or a girl?
Is it because none of us have ever had a sip of alcohol before?
Maybe, guys, do we maybe need to party, I don't know, more extreme? Think you know what I mean when I say our parties have been lean?
Yeah.
I mean, we throw a baseball on the lawn and then we stop when we throw it too far and the baseball's gone.
We have a meal, of course it's five, but should we be more getting lit, feeling more alive? Sure, we questioning and undercutting knowledge, but is this the right way to do college?
Here we sit in our studious place, three best bros who've never gotten to first base.
No.
I'm telling you, now I'm feeling fine. Maybe tonight I'll go to bed later than nine.
Are we doing it right? Doing it right.
Staying up later than 9 at night?
Huh.
Would that be
doing it right?
Let's turn it up. I think that we all are able. Let's look at the five courses that we put on the table. One is always protein. protein and one is always veg. But maybe, can we get some dessert instead?
And maybe we pair them with different drinks?
Okay.
Some of them have a spirit in them? I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, we always only drink Coca-Cola. We could put some alcohol in there. Oh, I don't know.
Would that be doing it right?
Doing it right. A little less math and a little more kiss. A little more this and a little more this.
A little less math and a little more kiss. That's a little less that and a little more this.
A little more is math and a little less attraction. A little more adding and a little less subtraction.
A little less division and a little more fission. And by fission I mean a little bodily collision.
A little multiplication, is that what you mean? Is that a way to get it a little more extreme?
A little the thing that I have an attainder, I'm gonna divide and not use the remainder.
A little more dates and a little less dates, cause the dates are the calendar, not those kind of dates. The other kind of dates, the dates that are great. Dates with people, dates with people.
Is that doing it right? Is that doing it right?
I think I know what we all gotta do tonight. And by do I mean we gotta be
Put it on the whiteboard.
Okay, here's the goal for this week, and let's say specifically the next couple days.
Do it right.
We're gonna have a party. We're gonna have our five stomachs party, but it's gonna be more of a party than it's ever been before. And
we're gonna beat St. Benedict's in the math competition so that cows don't get kicked off Clydale campus.
That's right.
Ladies, I just got the funniest Evite, an official Evite, which, as we know, is not how our gen communicates.
No.
I don't know
in the history of Delta.
Four Delta.
The triangle that is four. I don't know.
We had try and we wanted one more.
Triangle that is four. It's like two sets of shoulders, four delts.
Yeah.
Four delt. One, two, three, four. Now my arms around you.
It's like the Triforce when you stack it up from the Zelda games and you think there's only three, but then you look in the middle and there's actually a fourth one there in the negative space.
I fucking love that, Bethany.
But Penelope, tell us about your Evite. Okay, so.
I fucking love what you were saying, Penelope.
Okay. Bethany. Crystal.
Yes.
I just got a freaking Evite from Cow. Now, you know that we very rarely socialize with them except for when they throw that delicious party.
They rarely socialize with anyone.
So we love going to their delicious party as a pregame for a real party. But they're saying that this year, the Grand Five Stomach Cow Party is maybe going to be a little more lit.
What?
And they're asking for an official RSVP so they know how many bottles of alcohol to buy, okay, is what it says
that's
here.
That's extremely vague in that they haven't sort of specified what alcohol, but I will say we normally have to bring stuff to spike the drinks
I
there.
I know. I'm sort of like, okay, cow, turning over a new moo-moo.
Okay, cow, new moo-moo.
Okay, cow.
Okay, are you the second book of Twilight? Because is this a new moo?
Okay. Am I a child going to sleep? Because good night, moo.
Okay, am I Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon?
No? Okay, Moo.
Am I a Richard Dreyfuss movie from the late 80s, Moon Over Miami?
Okay, recently movie coming out, Moonfall. Okay, Moonfall. Now I'm just saying moon things, though.
I just want to say something in the spirit of truth. I fucking love that, Crystal.
I fucking love that for you, Crystal.
I'm really scared. This is a quad delt confession.
Okay.
I know that we're expected to only date the hottest, most dangerous boys on campus.
We have to. We wrote it on the wall.
It's on our charter.
Honestly, it's not going. It's not going great.
Well, I told you, Bethany. I stand by this. Justin from Zeta to Zeta was hot, just in an unconventional way.
But here now, okay. Speaking of unconventional ways, I've nursed a crush on Brent for the past three semesters.
Whoa. My gosh, Crystal.
Brent, the one that's in the math fraternity, but I think is actually not very good at math.
No, he's good.
The rest of them are really good at it.
Don't talk about my friend that way. Brent and I are friends. We were in a lecture for French.
He's a legacy. His dad and his grandfather and his great-grandfather were all members of COW, and so that's why he has
Crystal,
to get in.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, we hot? Let's say this.
I mean, in the eye of the beholder.
But
that's
dangerous?
What I was saying about Justin from Zeta Tau
Zeta.
Well,
the reason I couldn't date Justin was because he wasn't dangerous, and you were all like, what's the border? And then Kaylin was like, well, Randy Knifeman. I was like, Randy Knifeman? Yeah, Randy Knifeman, the boy that has two knives all the time.
I'll say this. The dean is always knocking on doors, but there's no door the dean knocks on more than Cal. And what is more dangerous than being like on the verge of being kicked off of campus?
Which I've heard they are. Dangerous in a non-traditional way. Still dangerous, just non-traditionally.
Sure, it's not a shark with the mouth of dynamite, but he could still be dangerous in a certain light.
To danger, you know that I have been addicted. But what is more dangerous than a college student being evicted?
More dangerous than having your future in flux. That's pretty danger, danger, dangerous. Fucking love that.
A hive full of bees, and he was like walking through it with ease.
He's allergic.
Yeah, I saw him going to the park with all the trees, and then hanging out in the breeze by like a random swarm of bees.
Oh, I saw him.
You saw
him. He was dancing with a bunch of men, but the men were bees, and he didn't have his EpiPen.
What are you doing here?
What dealt? I just wanted to ask you, what do you think of this basket?
Ooh, it's sort of new.
It's kind of fun.
It's a lot. It's fun. Is it an Easter basket?
I'm the dean of this school.
And you want to be cool?
I want to know if this basket is cool.
You know,
well, that tattoo on your neck looks really fresh. What's it of, Dean?
I can read it from here. It just says the word breathe, which I guess is fun because it's on your neck.
Yes, it's a recent stick and poke I just got.
You got a stick and poke of the word breathe.
Yes, I'm the dean of this school, breathing in what is cool.
Are you vaping?
Yeah, but it's just eucalyptus oil. Okay, listen, Quad Delt, you are my girls. You are my home base. You let me understand what is cool.
Yeah, we try to have an open door policy.
And I love that.
Thank you.
And now, I recently got an Evite, and I thought, who is sending these?
You got an Evite.
You got an Evite, Dean Curtis?
To what?
Well, I got an Evite to Cal's five stomachs.
So they invited the dean. Interesting move. Okay.
Open it up to administration.
All right.
I think
that's
they're trying
dangerous.
To prove something, but I wanted to warn you, gals, because that is the first indicator that this is not a cool party if you invite the administration. So I just want you to tread lightly, because I count on you, my Quad Delts, as being the arbiters of cool. And
three delts and one more.
You know I love that.
Yeah.
You threw up just an additional triangle, and I love it for you.
We didn't feel that much sisterhood with our branches, and we were like, we actually need to be a new sorority, and so we're actually quad delt.
Yeah. Catch up to us, tri delt.
I'm obviously not going to go to this party because I can't be seen there. I'm fearful it's not cool, but I wanted to warn you.
Meanwhile, at the faculty lounge, well, I think I'm going to go.
Oh, I think this is charming, an evite.
I haven't been to a party in so long.
My last evite was for a housewarming / 50th birthday. That's the last evite I got.
My last evite was for my niece Karina Vega's quinceañera.
Oh, my last evite was for the celebration of my own tenure.
Oh, I loved that party.
I loved that party.
It was fun.
I meant to ask your partner, was that quince paste? Am I saying that right? Yeah,
quince paste. And we made our own saltine crackers, and
was that with your sourdough cast off?
Yeah, we had the sourdough cast off.
It's so nice to be able to use that.
Oh, I'm always using the cast off. Every morning I just go to that bottle and I say, what am I going to make? I'll make waffles, I'll make pancakes, I'll make little matzos. No, I'm not kidding you. Sometimes I had a mini pizzetta today.
How did the matzo work out?
Not well, but I ate it.
Well, I mean, I feel like even at its best, matzo is, I mean, it doesn't rise, so that's fun to bake a little cracker.
It's fun to bake a cracker. Hey, I just thought of another evite from years ago. I once had an evite to go to a park opening.
That's so exciting because you don't think of parks as opening. You sort of think of them as always having been there, but they definitely open.
Yeah, there had to be someone for whom the park was closed, and then that person said, no, I'm going to open it up.
Speaking of openings, I'm just remembering I got an evite to Tails and Suds when a new dog washing establishment was opening on my block.
That's
and they
nice.
Sent out an evite to that.
Oh, you know what? This is sparking a memory. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I haven't thought of this in years.
You're positively flush.
Well, it might be my eczema, but I think it's just the rush of blood to my cheeks from remembering this dormant invitation memory.
Please unpack it for us, Pat. Pat, tell us.
Pat.
Picture this. I open up my laptop. And don't think I can fail. Open a browser, type in address, and all of a sudden, I'm at my email.
Classic Pat.
Here now I'm looking at this, and I feel so inspired. It's an evite from this dean of this current university, and he's saying, Pat, you're hired.
Oh, evites.
Come to your hiring party.
Evites. A walk down. Time passed, but always evite.
Showing up in your inbox can help you remember something you forgot. Like, oh my gosh, there was a potluck from my aunt, and I couldn't remember if I'd RSVP'd or not. Telling you that you're hired.
An event that can't be missed. Take a peek here at the guest list. You're gonna know everyone here 'cause of an evite.
An evite.
Click yes or click no.
An evite.
At this party you will show.
A walk down memory lane. Time passed, but always here will last. think the E is for email, but what if it's for something eternal?
You think the Vite is an abbreviation for invitation, but maybe it's telling you that it is vital for you to be there.
Eternal and vital.
Eternal and vital.
And
it will be around forever, like the music service title. Eternal and vital.
Eternal and vital.
You can send it to a groom or to a party that's bridal. At the Five Stomachs party of KAO. Will the Quad Telts find love? Will the Dean find out what's cool and maybe get to sing a song? Will the teacher show up? Find out when we return to the second half of
Animal House, where the animal's a cow. Cowminal House. The musical.
Cowminal House. Cowminal House, colon, Animal House.
Where the animal is a cow. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left good old Clydale University, Cal was preparing for their famous party and also hoping to stay on campus. Will it happen? How many people respond with their Evite? Find out on this, the second half of Cowminal House, animal, colon, Animal House, where the animal is a cow. The best title ever.
Hi, Curtis. I guess I'm a little early. Wow, this place looks beautiful. And by Curtis, I meant Brent.
No, thanks. But
were you just talking to Dean Curtis? That dude's always hoverboarding around. Is he going to come? He responded maybe to our Evite.
His new stick and poke looks pretty infected.
Crystal, thank you for showing up. And yeah, it does look infected and it's big too. Stick and poke is not usually the go-to tattoo for words.
And giant words.
Yeah, I guess the Latin phrase was super important to him, so he wanted to put all of it. It's the first book of the Aeneid.
It's so cool that you know that.
Thanks.
What are you? You're here so early.
I know. I just wanted to come and see if there was anything I could do to help you set up, Brent.
Oh.
Oh shit, Brent.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm gonna get the fudge out of
here. Okay, I'll go with you.
No.
Oh.
I'm picking up on what I think is a vibe.
See you, Toby.
Got it.
I'm gonna leave.
Okay.
See how she only said, "See you, Toby."
Yeah,
she wants me to go.
She's focusing on you.
She wants me to go. Okay. I'm gonna see if the chef needs any help with the mirepoix.
You know I'm great at mirepoix. You sure you don't want me to go?
Brent, stay here.
Wait, you're great at mirepoix. I always get confused whether I'm supposed to add the celery to the thyme or the thyme to the celery. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, I mean, the Brent? Cool thing about it is sort of because you're usually...
Should I say bye again?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I love that guy. Do you know Toby well?
We were in our French immersion class together.
So I was in French with Penelope. It's a shame that we weren't in the same class.
I know. The languages department here are so messed up.
It's like two-person classes? Why?
Stop siloing us. Oh, my hand's gently resting on your forearm.
Oh, wow.
Wow, your right forearm is so developed from writing on that whiteboard so much.
Yeah, I use my left hand for writing on paper, but my right hand for writing on the whiteboard, so they don't get too different.
Yeah, that's so smart. I hate it when one forearm gets overdeveloped because it's being favored too much.
Is your hair a totally different color than the last time I saw you?
I guess it's the color of spun gold because I was outside harvesting wheat for the flour.
Wait. You brought flour to help us cook?
Well, I thought that you might want a baked good, a pastry.
Crystal, this is all new to me. I don't know what to do. But you got hair of spun gold, and I can't look away from you.
This is all new to me, and don't ask me why. I'm so distracted by your sinewy forearms and by your perfectly tied bow tie.
It's just so tricky to go on a date when you don't know what a date should be. But all I know is that your hand's on my forearm, and hope you never let go of me. Let's do date things together right now. Let's do date things together right now.
Here now, I'm doing this thing I'm gonna be the best in.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a very personal question.
Please do.
Tell me the number of your siblings and parents and where you are from.
My number of siblings is easy to do. I'm the oldest of three, so four siblings, there's two. Number of parents is also three. Two dads and a mom, just a family. And where I'm from? Was that the last one?
It was.
Would you believe that I am from London? But we moved here young, so my accent's gone. Same question to you. How many dads and moms? Let's do date things. For the first time.
For the first time. Let's do date things.
For the first time.
Seven parents, two stepmoms, and three stepdads, and my biological parents. There've been a lot of divorce, but everyone's on good terms, so the people are still in my life.
Great. Siblings?
I have 11 siblings. Only three are in touch with them. The other eight, I've lost touch of them.
Where are you from?
I'm from France. I moved to Montana when I was two, and then back to France, and then back to Montana.
We have so much in common. Here's a suggestion. I really love to ask each other more and more questions. I feel like that would be super great, and it feels like the thing that you would do on a date. Let's do date things for the first time. First time, I'll ask, what's your favorite color?
Green.
Who's your favorite mother?
Anne B.
What's your favorite thing to smother in cheese?
A quesadilla.
You ask me.
What's the book that you're reading?
Atlas Shrugged.
Last great movie you saw?
Dune.
Any influencers I should follow on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. There's this Legal justice, who's very funny. He's like a black scholar, but he's also a lawyer and knows a lot about the Supreme Court.
I'm giving him a follow right now, because we're doing day
things for the first time.
Hopefully not the last, we're doing day things
for the first time. Eli Mistel is, I think, his name.
Yeah, that's what it says on TikTok.
Yeah.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la. I'm the Dean.
Oh, boy. Hi, Dean. I thought you were Toby in a little boat serenading
us. No, it's me, the Dean. Ugh, I've just got terrible news. I'm going to have to come to your silly, not cool party tonight.
It's not I mean, we sent
even
you
an
invite.
I'm running a fever from this infected stick and poke.
Oh, no, don't come.
I want to come.
No, you're sick. No, if you're sick, don't come.
I need... Well, I'm not contagious sick. It's a skin infection. As long as you don't lick my neck...
Well, the party's a little wild. Who knows what might happen?
No one's going to lick my neck.
I mean, I wouldn't lick a neck, but...
Brent, no one's going to lick my neck at this party.
I don't know. I just say if you say it out loud, it becomes...
I got terrible news.
What is it, Dean?
I just got a message from the Dean of St. Benedict's, Pamela Bowether.
Pamela Bowether, your ex-wife.
Yes, my ex-wife.
Did she text you or it's like a Facebook thing or?
She sent me a message on WhatsApp. She's always traveling internationally, so she insists that I communicate with her over WhatsApp.
Oh, good. Those messages are encrypted.
I know, but I hate having an additional messaging app. Anyway, she messaged me on WhatsApp to say that St. Benedict's has been offered some sort of international blah, 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 blah. They're going to be out of town, blah, 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 blah. So she wrote to the commissioner, blah, 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 blah. The math competition has to happen tonight at your stupid party.
Oh, that's great.
No, it's terrible.
Well, it's great for me because I was supposed to finish Atlas Shrugged tonight, and this book sucks.
Yeah, you don't have to finish that. It's so long.
I'm sorry, start a book and not finish it?
I do it all the time.
I don't think so.
I've only gotten halfway through thinking fast and slow.
I think so. It was 2 pages into Infinite Jest, and I knew I'd made a huge mistake.
Were you in the
footnote? But you finished it?
What?
Were you on the footnotes?
Yeah, I opened the first page, and it said Infinite Jest, and I was like, oh boy, this is going to be a ride.
Well, it's in the name. Anyway, it's terrible news because now I have to be seen at your very, very uncool party.
And your ex-wife is also going to be here because it is simultaneously the math competition?
Yes, and she's going to see me at this uncool party, and she's not going to like my new tattoo that says breathe and then the opening of the Aeneid.
Ugh, Crystal. I'm sorry, this party is already going off the rails.
I'm the dean of this school! Such a night that it's uncool! Oh, Pamela, I miss you so. Hoverboard away! Till I hoverboard back!
House, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to tell the rest of the house. Do you mind?
No, I'll just be on the porch weaving this basket.
Okay. Cowhouse meeting!
Stefan here.
Toby here.
Great. Everyone else, raise your hands. I don't have time to hear from the pledges. Raise your hands. Good. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm shouting.
An additional 24 hands are in the air.
They're
great. Sick. Lit.
Listen,
live. Fire.
Boys.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Cow.
Listen, this party was going to be extreme, but now I'm worried that the party might actually be mid because the party is also going to be the math competition.
But we love math. We just love questioning it.
I know, but I don't think other people love math the way we do, which is why I'm calling this brainstorm to make the math and the dinner lit.
Oh, sick. I got an idea.
Toby, the floor is yours. Oh, sorry. Quick pause.
Yeah.
No one lick the dean's neck.
Okay. Why would you say that?
Why would we lick the dean's neck?
I'm just saying, don't lick the dean's neck.
Just seems like a weird use of power imbalance.
I can't imagine a situation where that would be appropriate.
I agree, but the dean is running a fever, so not only would it be weird and inappropriate to lick the dean's neck, in this instance, it would also be dangerous to your health.
Should we be cramming math books right now? Oh!
Sorry, Toby, I stepped in your idea.
Okay, my idea is this.
Okay, hold on.
My idea.
I just
need to simply put out probably some complicated, so if it could sort of be a little more four on the floor.
There we go.
I've watched a lot of movies.
Sure.
Consumed a lot of tent content. And here's the thing that I know. We don't have to go back to square one. Don't need to invent. Just like laying out all the theorems in a proof. I think I know exactly what to do. We teach the other kids drinking rules to the mathlete competition.
You're saying teach the other kids
drinking rules to our mathlete competition.
Whoa. Toby, what you came up with just now? It's burning in my brain. It was always gonna be a math competition, but now it's a drinking game.
That's right.
It'll make the party lit. It'll make the people have fun. When the answer to the question is one, and then somebody shouts out one.
Right, like every time it has to do with tree, you play a mini game of beer pong, because everyone knows that sorry in a triangle. How could that be right? How could that be wrong?
And like every time you have an answer that is bad and it's not grand, and if you get the question wrong, then you gotta do a big cake stand.
Yes.
Or what if every time someone does math, you take a drink?
Yeah, put it on the board.
Okay.
Put these all on the board. We'd meet other kids, play a drinking game while we do math stuff.
While we do math stuff.
The other kids do drinking games
while we do math stuff. Hey, oh, sorry, is it weird that I'm calling them the other kids?
No.
I know we're adults.
They're,
I just, you know, like...
St. Benedict.
Yeah, they're just like students,
this
classmates.
This is great. Okay.
Right.
We are also going to play in the drinking game. It's our party, so obviously we would.
Right.
So we've never really actually drank before. We got to get quick at being good.
Right.
At drinking. If only there were someone, some group that could teach us to drink. Because Benedict is not good at drinking. At least, you know, that's what I think.
Ding dong, ding dong, party's here.
Ding dong, ding dong again. Four ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong, party's here.
Ding dong, ding dong again.
What do you have when you have three delts and one more? You add it together and you got these girls. You got Delta 4. Here's the thing about drinking, boys. Here, take a seat.
Okay.
You're not ready for the double lever stuff. Don't order a drink that's neat.
Thanks, Penelope.
You can have it real watered down and make sure you have a good base. So we made a bunch of quesadillas just in case.
This is great. We'll make sure to eat before. We're only drinks that aren't mixed. We're not going with a bunch of straight alcohol, or then we would be in a fix.
Right.
But I bet the other boys don't know that. Coming from that fancy school, they're gonna drink a bunch of vodka neat and hit the floor and they'll rule.
Yeah, that's right. They're gonna have like a bunch of martinis then fall over, and we're gonna have a bunch of Sprite lightly mixed with rum.
Ding dong, ding dong, math competition is here.
Oh, St. Benedict's, I hate these guys.
Hello.
Oh, hey, St. Benedict's.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, it's their dean. Pamela Bowweather. Wow, she's so beautiful.
Introducing our cool dean, Pamela Bowweather. Make way!
Hey, everybody. Here I am. Look at me. I'm the dean, and my name's Pam. I know what you think. I know you think I'm a sport, but look at me. On my polka passport, I'm a traveler, traveling dean.
Oh, look, here's our dean.
I'm the dean. I'm the dean of this school. Oh, come on. Pamela, you look lovely. More and more like Candace Bergen every day.
Oh, thank you. I just got off the Murphy Brown cruise in the Mykonos. I won the Candace Bergen lookalike competition.
Of course you did.
Our dean was in Mykonos the whole time, sending us WhatsApp messages of her exotic travels around
so
the world.
I'm so jealous of your cool relationship with your students. I always feel like I'm trying too hard.
I sometimes fear that my
friendship with my students is almost too effortless. We just synchronize with each other at the moment they step on campus.
Oh my God, Penelope, Crystal, look at our dean. He's like hot and sweaty. And I think there's something wrong with his neck. I should probably go lick it.
No!
What?
No, Bethany, I hate that for you. I fucking hate that for you. You cannot go lick his neck.
Isn't that why dogs lick wounds to make it better?
You can't lick his neck. There's no situation where that's a pro.
So I should get a dog to lick his neck.
Fine. Well, I don't know. I think we should call a nurse. Call a nurse.
Mammal medicine does not translate.
Put some polysporin on that. Put some. You cannot.
You guys really. You guys really.
That's dangerous.
Stop me in my tracks.
Traditional
way. Fucking love that. For
yeah,
both
well,
of
we're,
you. Thank
we're
you.
Good sounding boards.
So, Harold.
Yes, Primal.
I hear that there's to be a little competition before my math team has to jet away to Tokyo for the International Math Olympics.
And because we're so very cool here at Clydale, these cows have come up with a few additional rules.
But first, it's simultaneously the Feast of Five Stomachs, and so please enjoy appetizers and a drink of your choice. The bar is open.
I only drink scotch neat with one drop of water.
I've never drank before, but the way that my puppy drinks is scotch neat with a drop of water to open it.
No, I drink alcohol the traditional way. May I have a pint of Everclear with a drop of lavender water?
To open it.
To open it! To open it!
Please yes, drink up, my little cheek. Well, even though the drinking age on campus is 21, I just look the other way because I'm a fun dean.
I'm cool too. I'm the dean of this school. Oh no. Pamela. Wow.
Dean, before the night is out.
Yeah, Brent.
I'm going to make sure that you get to have a kind of entrance that Pamela had. But now,
you
I
do
think
that
you
for
need
me?
To go to a
the
hospital.
The real thorn in your side?
Yeah, because honestly, I see all of your need to be cool as like a cry for help.
So that came through, did it? As clear as an Evite.
Yep. Anyway, I... Okay, boys.
It's been really hard for me since Pamela left me.
Yeah.
As you can see, she's incredible.
Yeah, she's hot as hell.
She's magnanimous. She's indomitable. Mm-hmm. She's... Hey, I'm a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was busy holding a handstand in the middle of the quad. Did I miss something, or are we going to get this math party started?
Let's get this party started. You'll have to start without me. I do, in fact, need to go to the infirmary. I'll be right back. Hoverboard.
I hope the infirmary has some dogs in it.
Bethany.
What? Oh, what? Right, you said don't do that.
Don't.
Okay.
All right. By the international rules of intercollegiate mathematics competitions, I now declare this farm-to-table restaurant/math competition/drinking game begun.
Okay, we're so excited to be returning as the chefs. I do want to really quick explain the menu for tonight. If you're new here, it's small plates, so I would recommend sharing with your partner. Everything is fresh farm to table. We go to the farmer's market in the morning, and that's how we make our dishes.
We have this year subbed out one of our extra veg courses for a dessert course, so this year there is dessert.
And we also all got your Evite, so we are respectful of any food allergies or inconsistencies you
might
have.
Please enjoy. There's so much going on, I hope I can keep it straight. Gotta win this math competition or else I don't like our fate. Kicking off of campus, leaving it alone. Can I keep all of these things in my head? I do not know. So we're eating farm to table.
Pray, love, half.
Eat, drink, do math.
We're gonna start with bruschetta. and then also this proof, and then also a drink that is 7 proof.
Go slow, bros, that's what Quad Delt taught us. I think I have the answer, you just have to invert this.
That's one for us. Now everybody take a drink.
Glug, glug, glug.
I'll take a drink of alcohol I mixed in the kitchen sink.
I'll glug, also glug, glug. Take a drink. Oh no, I'm feeling a bit woozy.
Me too, I should have eaten more food because I'm feeling rather boozy.
Question two.
Eat, drink, do math. Question two.
Eat, drink, do math.
A salad of radish and endive with some parmesan and a theorem that you need to have your thinking helmets on. While you do this theorem and it makes you think, you better open up your throat and swallow a great big drink.
Glug, 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 glug.
Ooh, I've got it. It's easier than the other. I'd be absolutely screwed, except we all also drank a bunch of water.
Eat, drink, do math.
Oh, yeah. It's ahi tuna salad. We still have two veg.
This last one's going to be a cauliflower steak with za'atar and a yogurt with raisin.
Yeah, your problem is... Yeah.
Your problem is you think you invented math, but we invented math.
Euclid.
My grandfather was Euclid.
My grandfather was Euclid.
My puppy's named after the number 4 because we are good at numbers.
My favorite stepmother, Anne B., once said to me, if it's not Euclid, then what is it?
It's Euclid.
It's Euclid.
I'm just the answer for this one. I drew a big picture of a cat.
I outlined my hand and made a turkey for this one.
Thanksgiving is so fun.
I love you.
I love Thanksgiving, and I don't pay attention to the historical significance of the... I love you guys so much.
I love you so much.
Just nap on the floor.
Can I have a napple?
Can I have a little napple?
They're asking for an apple during a prescribed 5 farm to table course?
Rude.
That's like, I'm honestly hurt because we worked really hard on these meals.
You really did.
The St. Benedict boys are all asleep and they're quietly vomiting out of their mouth, but.
What is the meaning of this? You wake up, wake up, kick.
We can't, Dean. We need a napple.
Come napple with us
before we go to Tokyo.
I cannot wait to go.
Is this what happens when you don't have any? Is this what happens when you don't have any regulations on your students? When you don't have any boundaries, but treat them as friends, not as people who need to be protected and need to be have guidelines.
Oh, Pamela, I too have fallen prey to this trap.
Harold, I didn't hear you.
Hoverboard back. Oh. I'm the dean of this school. Hello, I've been patched up and...
You're much less flushed now. Harold, what is it?
Pamela, I think you know that I still burn for you.
Oh, Harold.
Even though my fever has broken, I burn for you.
The entire time I was on that Murphy Brown cruise in Mykonos, it didn't matter how many Candace Bergen lookalike contests I was winning. The only sash I wanted to wear was the sash of your arms around my torso.
Crystal.
Yeah?
You see what they're doing?
They're hugging.
Do you think maybe we could do something like that?
Should I say goodbye?
Toby?
Yeah, should I leave from this moment?
No, it's a party. I think it's
okay, I'll just give you
fine.
Some space. Okay, yeah, sure. I'll just go give you a soft focus over here.
Yeah. Oh, wait. But before we do, there's something I have to do. Hey, Dean.
Huh?
Guess what?
Who, me?
We just won the competition, and you know what?
I'm proud of you, I'll admit it.
I think that you should say who you are.
No, no, I couldn't possibly.
And say what you wanna be, and you'll go far. I'm gonna put on some music for this party. It's got the craziest freaking time signature you've ever heard.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now this
I'm
is math made music.
I am feeling it. I am feeling it.
The end.
Cowmetal House, colon Animal House.
When the animal is a cow.
Wow. Give it up. Thank you so much, Brendan Dowling.
Thank you.
With hair spun like gold.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was fun as hell. Thank you for, I can't believe we haven't had you on
yet. Know. What a tragedy. But we're so glad you're here. This was so much fun.
So good to see you.
Give it up for Scott Passarella. Give it up for Brett Morris. Give it up for Dana Wickens. Give it up for yourself for listening. Thank you so much.
And you know what? If you're seeing a natural bridge out there, go ahead and walk around it.
Walk
over it. How fun.
We have videos of this episode and most of our other also good
Thank episodes. You so much, those of you who came out to our live show for Every Place I Cry. Guess what? Off Book is going to have a live show in Los Angeles.
That's true. As part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival.
That's on May 1st. We'll put out some more details about that.
It's a Sunday, I think.
Yeah,
come
we
see
sound
it.
Certain.
We're certain.
We'll post some stuff.
Listen,
but there'll be a show coming up.
Brendan, what do you want the people to know? Where can the people find you?
Oh gosh, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Brendan Dowling, and I'll be performing with the Improvised Shakespeare Company at Largo in May. I think May 14th.
Yes, if you're in Los Angeles, absolutely must attend. So much fun.
And great. As we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
If your medical procedure makes people say, "What the heck?"
then probably you shouldn't have a dog lick your neck. Bye!